The Hyperscape Project, Book 1, The Awakening, Volume 1, by Donald Swan. Narrated by Merrill Matthews. Excerpt 1, Prologue. Nick sends a message home. Alien life. The very thought of it boggled his mind. Here he was, the first person to discover sentient extraterrestrial life, and no one on Earth may ever even find out about it. If it was his fate to be marooned here in the deep vastness of space, never to see his home or another human being again, then he could accept that. But the situation was worse. Far worse. Nick shifted his weight in the chair, his blue-eyed gaze fixed on the battered floor at his feet. The skeptics back on Earth hadn't exactly embraced his hyperspace project. In fact, Gerste, the leading German scientist, had been very vocal about calling the whole idea ludicrous, on national television, no less. If only he could see the look on their faces now. He had proved them wrong, but the price of that victory was almost too much to bear. Finally summoning the strength to begin, Nick somberly reached out and pressed the record button. Personal log, Nick Bannon. I'm sending this to Earth to anyone who will listen. And you damn well better listen, because it could very well save your ass. All your asses. My experiment was a success. Hyperspace really does exist. I'm living proof of that. I only wish I had stopped to consider the consequences of my actions. If I had any idea of the dangers involved, hell, I would have scrapped the whole damn project and gone back to what I like best. Flying. But I never expected this. How could I have possibly known something like this would happen? Nick's forehead wrinkled in anguish at the thought of his terrible mistake. He closed his eyes and continued, his solemn voice echoing his regret. Maybe I was a little too cocky or short-sighted. Something. Bottom line, I screwed up. Because of me, Earth may be facing the greatest threat mankind has ever seen, and I may be the only one that can stop our planet's total destruction. I don't know. A voice coming from the doorway cut him off mid-sentence. It's time. Be right there, Karg. Nick turned his attention back to the recorder. Listen, I'm out of time. I don't know if this will ever make it to you, but I have to try. We, mankind, Jesus, how do I explain this? Under no circumstances should the human race venture into hyperspace. It must be avoided at all cost. There are other races, beings out here, vastly older and more powerful than we are. Earth wouldn't stand a chance against them. If humans begin exploring hyperspace, it will only draw alien attention toward Earth, and billions will die. Nick paused to collect himself. Who knew if any of this would get through to the hard-headed military types back home, but he had to try. If he didn't fix this, it could mean the end of the entire human race. Uncertain of what lay ahead, he sat quietly in the dark metal compartment he now called home, the sound of his heart pounding over the faint hum of the ship's engines, like a distant war drum calling him to action. He drew in another ragged breath and forced himself to continue. In my ignorance, I have handed these malevolent beings the power to destroy entire planets. Hundreds of billions of lives are in danger, and it won't be long before they find their way to Earth. I'm going to attempt to right the wrongs I have done, to erase all signs of this hyperspace technology, and with it, any hope I have of getting home. I only pray that I'm not already too late. God help us all. Excerpt 2, Chapter 1, Page 18, Alien Encounter. The strength and suddenness of the creature's voice took Nick's breath away. Don't shoot! I mean you no harm!
Haktur Akak! Haktur Akak!
I don't understand. My name is Nick Ben. Hakak Aratas Aktu! The creature yelled, sounding more urgent than ever. Nick lowered his head and got down onto his knees. The creature took a couple of quick steps toward him. Nick felt the floor vibrate beneath him with each mighty footstep. He cringed, turning his head slightly to prepare for what was coming. Oh God, this is it, he thought. Suddenly, powerful hands grasped Nick firmly around each of his arms and hoisted him off the floor. Much to his own surprise, Nick let out half of a scream before a third hand grabbed his throat. There he hung at the mercy of this thing, this massive alien killing machine. He tried to speak, but could only manage a murmur. The beast was now face to face with him, studying him. Its powerful, hot breath blew across Nick's skin as it leaned in to examine the insignia on his suit.
Arak Turik Tomnu, it said.
Karu Sanctumus Horatsu,
answered the other creature that had now moved in closer. The two looked at each other, then back at Nick. The huge alien tilted its head, seeming puzzled by Nick's appearance, as if it were trying to figure out what Nick was and where he came from. The two alien creatures exchanged a few more words, and then the massive one carried him to a dimly lit room, where he was abruptly dropped on the floor. The two extraterrestrials then turned and quickly exited the room. Nick fell to his knees choking and trying desperately to take a good breath, his heart pumping furiously. At least he was still alive. As he knelt there, catching his breath, he peered around at the dreary room. Nothing but a single beam of light shone down onto the center of the metal floor, obscuring the dark corners from view. Glancing over at the doorway, Nick spotted an electrical field similar to the one his ship had passed through earlier. The field filled the doorway, blocking his exit.
A force field? Holy crap, it's a damn force field!
Nick stood up and walked toward the door, nervously looking around the dark room as he went. A sound from one of the shadowy corners spun him around in fear. He froze. Crap. Is there something else in here? A few jaw-clenching minutes later, he determined that the noise had only been the scuff of his boot echoing off the wall. Relieved, he turned his attention back to the force field, keeping an ear tuned for anything that may come up from behind him, just in case. After studying the shimmering static for a moment, he noticed that the field emitter apparatus looked like it had been added recently. It appeared to have been retrofitted to the outside of the door, and rather hastily at that. Impulsively, he reached out with one finger and touched the field. Zap! Instantly, a painful shock traveled up his arm to his chest and then shot all the way down to his feet. The shock knocked him back several feet into the room and onto his ass.
Son of a... Damn it!
He bit his lip in pain. The shock left him rolling around on the floor in agony for a few minutes.
Stupid son of a bitch! I gotta stop touching stuff!